and Irish Butterfly is coming on too. Teofilo Start joined by Sound of Cannons and headed off. Then came Irish Butterfly, but Sound of Cannons 100 metres to go. It's in the Ramsden on Saturday as well. This is a good pipe opener, and Sound of Cannons won it well from Irish Butterfly.
Certainly was a good pipe opener yesterday at Sandown, and for trainer John O'Shea, I wonder whether he was anticipating a performance like that, because it's got the smell of a very, very good training performance if he can back up and win the Andrew Ramsden on Saturday. Good morning, John.
Good day, mate. How you going, mate?
Very well, mate. Has this been the grand plan all along?
Well, the I had a view that he would be a horse that if he didn't have a run during the week, he might be inclined to overrace Tad on Saturday. So it was incumbent that he had a bit of a blowout at some stage close to the run, just to make sure that he executed well on Saturday. And, having the opportunity to get Jamie Carr on a track where, you know, which we don't have in Sydney at the moment, it was a lovely surface there yesterday at Sandown. Just good for getting back into the winner's circle prior to going to Saturday's race.
And did you find the key to him? Because he's been consistent without hitting the line in Sydney, but the Melbourne way of going, he seemed to have really grown another leg yesterday.
Oh, no, we've been very happy with him. He just had a bunch of bad draws, slowly run races, just the proliferation. He wrote a book about excuses. There'd be plenty to write about him, Michael. So yesterday, he had a good draw, good track, good jockey, got the job done. So we weren't surprised when he did that. We're just hopeful that he brought his A game, and when he did that, he was able to win.
It's amazing the quick backup, how horses, especially staying horses, perform. He's obviously bounced out well today. And what do you think over the 2800 on Saturday?
Well, the distance is no issue. He ultimately will run 2 miles. So we just want to, again, getting him to Flemington, getting him on top of the ground and from a soft draw, it's just a lot of things to say that he can give a good account of himself on Saturday, So it's genuine enough tempo on the race, so they'll go, a nice gallop, and he should be able to accrue himself a good run in transit. Hopefully he gets an opportunity, a bit of fresh air at the top of the straight, and he'll hit the line strongly.
Big weekend. You've got the Scone Cup meeting. Are you going to have two or three runners in the Scone Cup tomorrow?
We just run the two. Dymal's an emergency, and to be fair, I wouldn't be overly keen about running him from one. So he's going to go to Queensland and run up there, and Jamie will ride him up there.
Okay. Who's your best? Is it Kerwin's Lane, do you think, in the Cup tomorrow?
Look, mate, to be fair, the grey horse Burdebeck was very unlucky at Hawkesbury, and I don't know whether they're too close in the weights. I think the grey horse might have knocked him off the other day if he got a bit of clear running, so with the weight scale, and I think if Burdebeck gets a bit of luck, he might be a bit strong for him there tomorrow.
Well, he's a good value, pushing at around about $10. Who's your best over the 2 days, do you think, at Scone? Is it Burdebeck, or is there another one you like?
Mytho's a runner there tomorrow, from Europe, first run for us, and I would think it'll give a good account of itself for Ciata.
Race 4, number 7, Ciata. And speaking of Mytho, you're having a throw at the stumps with Minaj in the Doomben 10,000. What's your gut feel now it's at Eagle Farm?
Well, it'll suit her a lot better, because, it's all about surface for her. She's been one of these horses that had absolutely no luck with regard to ground. And we've had to, she only had the one run after the OP plate of where she could put over the fence. So we give her a burn round at Randwick, go on the heavy 10, which is a waste of time, but just give her a day at the races. Hopefully the ground, is not heavy 10 on Saturday at Eagle Farm, because it's a good draining track. But she's going very well. It's just not reflective on race day yet, but she's a quality mare, got a good draw, fast run race, so she should get every chance to pick up a bit more black type for herself.
Well, fingers crossed over the next few days. You've lost Wyong again today with a big wet. It just must be absolutely so frustrating for everyone up there. So hopefully the 2 day carnival at Scone, and you have a bit of success up in Queensland as well.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, mate.